sleeping in a seafood store. I can look at you, tell you don't love me no more. I believe you're doing me wrong, and now I know. I believe you're doing me wrong, and now I know. The more I work, the faster my money goes. I said, shake, rattle and roll. 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 Well, you never do nothing to save your doggone soul.
So that's the international situation, ladies and gentlemen. But right now on the domestic front, with the last bit of check of the reception area, getting ready for the first network television wedding since Tiny Tim and Miss Vicky back in 1969, are the nervous groom and his best man, Uncle Elmer and Hillbilly Jim. Hillbilly, Are all the plans in order for tonight?
Oh, we hope so, because Uncle Elmer's got a big night ahead of him. First, he's going to wrestle. Then he's going to get married. And afterwards, we're going to have a big down-home reception.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Uncle Elmer, you a little bit nervous right now?
Gene, I'm a man on a mission of love, I tell you.
what is this?
Hey. In grazing again, Uncle Elmer? Mission of love. If you were on a mission, you would be the launching pad, brother. Take a look at this guy. You think she's getting any kind of bargain basement here? Look at this fella. What do you think is going to marry him? I saw a pig run through here. Were you married before? I never know that. I thought I'd see this.
So open up your morning light and say a little prayer for I. You know that if we are to stay alive, then see the peace in every eye.
Today.
right. You know that if we are to stay alive and see the light in every eye,
don't give me any argument. The ice is gonna break.
Red. Watch this. Need money to have fun?
You're the greatest, Dad.
Hey, young man. I sets a tone. What's wrong now?
This place sucks when you're broke.
Ooh. What place doesn't suck when you're broke? I hate to tell you the truth, it does get kind of boring in here sometimes.
So then why do you come?
For this? Excuse me, sir. You bumped into me, and I think you owe me an apology.
Drop dead.
Track. What starting league play?
Life does not stop and start at your convenience, you miserable piece of shit.
Well, we're just the guys to give it to them. Amy Hardy's.
Guys, this is Chippendale star attraction, Mr. Nicholas, better known as Nick the Dick.
Nick the what?
The Dick.
Personally, I was impressed when they opened the World Trade Center, but this is a piece of work.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's get this thing going. Tray, please, Michael. Bun? Oh, well, now, this is good. Okay, Nick, or is it Mr. Dick?
Nick.
Go, you want to do the honors? up to you.
Gentlemen.
Drake!
Here's your orders, ladies. You can help yourselves.
Long.
And then some.
Some action, but like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them wanna get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what a L.O.C.? The girls was all jocking at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm the star. So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, Funky Cole Medina. Secret on how to get more chicks. Put a little Medina in your glass and the girls will come real quick. It's better than any alcohol or aphrodisiac. A couple of sips of this love potion and she'll be on your lap. So I gave some to my dog when he began to beg. And then he licked his bowl and he looked at me and did the wild thing on my leg. He used to scratch and bite me before he was much, much meaner. But now all the poodles run to my house for the Funky Cole Medina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spuds and Kenzie, Alex from Strohs. They won't leave my dog alone with that Medina, pal. I went up to this girl. She said, hi, my name is Sheena. I thought she'd be good to go with a little Funky Cole Medina. She said, I'd like a drink. I said, okay, I'll go get it. And then a couple of sips, she go lick the lips, and I knew that she was with it. So I took her to my crib, and everything went well as planned. But when she got undressed, it was a big old mess. Sheena was a man. So I threw her out. I don't fool around with no Oscar Mayer wiener. You must be sure that your girl is pure for the Funky Cole Medina. You know, ain't no plans with a man. It's the 80s and I'm down with the ladies, you know? Break it down. A little affection. I took a shot as a contestant on the love connection. The audience voted, And you know, they picked a winner. I took my date to the Hilton for Medina and some dinner. She had a few drinks, I'm thinking soon what I'll be getting. Instead, she started talking about plans for a wedding. I said, wait, slow down, love, not so fast, as I'll be seeing ya. That's why I found you don't play around with the funky Cole Medina. You know what I'm saying? That Medina's a monster, y'all. Funky Cole Medina.
You could always tell if she was in the hotel barn, old man, you know? Like, everyone would be dozing off, and all of a sudden she'd start up. First you'd hear it, it would start, like, you know, but then she'd, like, really get going, and she'd be more like, you know, you know, and she'd start going like a motorboat, you know? Fuck me, Alex. His name was Alex. You know, fuck me, fuck me, Alex, 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 fuck me, Alex.
Oh, I got a cramp.
Yes, 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 oh, God. Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes. Oh, it's just oh, like
shit.
It, man.
You're oh, shit, oh.
Doing it. Oh, 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 oh,
no,
oh,
no. There.
Oh yeah. Oh. I just like it.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, oh, you know, she'd have like two tears.
Oh, it's better. So it's oh, it's better. Oh, it feels better. Oh God. Shit, I need some air. Oh.
I didn't know your name was Alex, man.
Oh, I got a cramp.
Shit, I have a cramp there too, man.
Woo! What's going on out here?
Come on, Alex.
Hey, you don't even know where you're going. Wait for me.
Come on, make way for the new king. Goddamn, you're a star, man. Go ahead, after you, King Salami.
rising blood that spilled out through the years, and another day passes away. Look to the black, John Van der Back. Look to each day. See the decay. Times I've had, good and bad, win or lose, this is what I choose.
Has it ever occurred to you that instead of, you know, running around blaming me, you know, given the nature of all this new shit, you know, this could be a lot more complex. I mean, it's not just, it might not be just such a simple, you know.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Thank you.
I'm one painted April Fool, and fit like letters on a dead end sign. I had my foot on the gas as I left the road and blew out my mind. 8 miles out of Memphis and I got no spare. 8 miles straight up downtown somewhere. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. I said I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
My point is,
are you ready to be fucked, man?
Forget these wide-eyed fears. I'm here, nothing can harm you. My words will warm and calm you. Let me be your freedom. Let daylight dry your tears. I'm here with you, beside you, to guard you and to guide you.
You watched yourself go. This song is about